He just says that he has to take me back home now. I see the other children too, they have to go back just like me. Each child has their supervisor and each child is led out of the room individually. Now I'm taken back to the room where there's this bright light. There is light everywhere. Bright light, and I can only see these little creatures as shadows. Oh, ooh, ooh. Now it starts twitching again, now I start floating again. I fly again, I fly, I only see light, pulsating light. Suddenly I am lying in bed at home again. I see my little friend covering me up and saying goodbye to me. Then I only see fog in the room and blue light. When I turn to my sister, I realize that she hasn't noticed anything at all. She is still sleeping soundly. I am still very hot. Gradually the heat subsides and I fall into a deep sleep. Dr. A. Yes, and will the little boy have forgotten that? Raina. Number Dr. A. Will he remember that? Raina. Yes. Dr. A. But he won't tell anyone about it? Raina. No, he knows everything, he's just not allowed to say everything. Not yet, only when the time is right. I know it won't be long before the public is confronted with it, because it will soon be time to tell the truth. Dr. A. Who says that? Who said that? Raina. I know, I just know. My gut feeling tells me that, deep down inside. Dr. A. Okay, and all the knowledge and memories that are now open will be available to us when you are awake again. When you wake up in this room, you may have additional information. A whole series of additional events that are opening up right now. Later, when you are awake, more memories may come up. Has the child fallen asleep? Raina. Yes, I know something important. I know that my wife is very special. Dr. A. Are you still in your bed now? Raina. No. Dr. A. Where are you? Raina. Here. Dr. A. Yes? Raina. Here in Stuttgart? Dr. A. Here in Stuttgart, here in this room? Raina. Yes. This third regression was a very profound and moving experience. I realized that these small gray beings only have the function of picking me up. Then there are the medium-sized grays who examine me and seem to be a bit more human, they sometimes smile. But the real main actors, whose spaceships they are the people over 2 meters tall, like the commander. They are the guiding and commanding force in the background and have the task of preparing us for something big and powerful. Everything happens completely differently than we imagine. Karen's first hypnosis, told by Karen. Since I had already seen strange spaceships, aliens and unnatural landscapes through many dreams and visions, I now wanted to know what was actually hidden in my subconscious. Having become a little curious, I decided to have a hypnotic regression performed. I didn't know whether I would be able to break through my blockages, but I just let it happen and waited to see what happened. Dr. Albert's takes a long time, much longer than with Raina. But then my subconscious was opened and I could begin. This hypnosis is also presented in narrative form. It was an incredible feeling to be so deep in a trance. I could no longer feel my body, but my mind was wide awake, more awake than ever before. I didn't know where I was and a strange feeling flowed through my body. Something was pressing me down, deeper and deeper. This feeling of falling ever deeper lasted forever, but it was a pleasant feeling. I felt like I was in a vacuum, as if I was embedded in cotton wool. The falling continued and I felt like I was lying on something very soft, cuddly, like on a blanket. But suddenly something changed. It felt as if I was changing myself. I became smaller and smaller, but could not see anything of the surroundings I was in, neither light nor dark. Somehow I knew that I was now reborn. As I did so, I changed into a sphere, becoming smaller and smaller. This sphere became smaller and smaller. It was as if I was transforming into a form of energy that cannot be described as pure energy. Now I suddenly felt burning hot. Now this feeling of being energy was over. Now I was there again, there in this infinity. I felt incredibly safe in this place. I knew this place, I knew that I had been there many times. I felt safe here, but I saw and heard nothing, only a glaring brightness. It was clear to me that my subconscious had not led me into this situation for nothing. It wanted to tell me something that I did not yet understand. All of a sudden I felt a pain on my left side. It was like pressure, very strange, my whole left foot felt strange. Somehow the foot wasn't there. Then I was overcome by a feeling that I can't describe, it was too overwhelming. I had the feeling that I was being pulled upwards, now I'm here, but I can't see anything, I'm not allowed to see anything. Now strong, very strong emotions arose. I wasn't allowed to see where I was. I was totally excited and upset by this event. I knew that it was too early to talk about it. Somehow the situation suddenly changed. Suddenly I was a 6-year-old child, but I wasn't allowed to see it or know it, I was still too small. My voice became whiny. They always hurt me and they sting my foot. They were beings. Beings in my child's eyes, but I was still too small to understand all of this. They were small beings, but not evil. They told me that they loved me. Now very strong emotions arose again. I mustn't talk about it. Dr. Alberts tried to find out more, but I couldn't and wasn't allowed to talk about it. The blockages were probably still too strong and the time to break them was still too early. All of a sudden I didn't want to do it anymore. I woke up in the middle of the deep trance with tears in my eyes. My subconscious brought me back to Stuttgart and Dr. Alberts ended the hypnosis. After this regression I felt that some blockages were still deep in my subconscious and it was no use having another one done. Maybe it wasn't even necessary. I think that at some point everything that is important to me will come to light, even without hypnosis. Chapter 2, First Conclusions. At night, when we sleep, our body is completely relaxed and calm, only our mind remains wide awake, it never sleeps. At this moment, the extraterrestrials can influence us by diving from a higher frequency level into our material third dimension. They can apparently reside in several frequencies, thanks to their mental and spiritual development. They touch us, change us and our body structure, which is followed by a transformation to a higher vibration level through physical transformation. They accelerate our molecules so that we can reach their frequency level without any problems. We know about these other frequency levels, including the fourth dimension, but we cannot yet really imagine them, as we are not yet able to fully use our existing brain potential or directly access information from the morphogenetic field or even from our higher self. This could open up dimensions for us that we could not even imagine in our wildest dreams with our limited abilities. These extraterrestrials know how to transform matter. They have found the key. Just as we humans can accelerate the molecules of an ice cube by heating it and transform it into water, that is, artificially bring about a change in the state of matter, the extraterrestrials can also bring about what we earthlings call alchemy, the knowledge of the transformation of matter, presumably through the power of thought. They accelerate our molecules in such a way that our state of matter changes, our physical body becomes more subtle, just as water turns into water vapor through a frequency and simultaneous molecular acceleration. It is basically simple physics, we just always imagine everything to be so complicated, we think it is too difficult. This technology is still unknown to us, with emphasis on yet. Often the solution is right in front of us, but we do not see it, or we do not want to see it. Everything in space is changeable, everything is possible. No thought, no idea has ever been invented, they have always been there. These little creatures are physically constructed completely differently to us. They are finer, more permeable, they are semi-material, but can transform down or up, which means that they can become either more solid or even more subtle for a moment. The spaceships that we see, these discs, are often material, tangible, but sometimes just holograms. You yourself do not always have to be in them. They control an energy that we are still far from comprehending or understanding and can therefore show and teach us a great deal. But why are they coming to us now? We are currently facing a huge spiritual evolution, not just us and the Earth, but the entire solar system with all its diverse life forms, perhaps in the entire universe. A spiritual as well as material upheaval will come, and since most of the inhabitants of the Earth do not currently want to voluntarily embark on a path of spiritual growth, probably only a collapse of the current status quo and a balancing of the polarities permitted by the forces of nature and the huge changes that go with it can bring about a radical rethink on our Earth. We wish with all our hearts that as many people as possible will recognize the true meaning of their existence and try to free themselves from material values in order to grow mentally and spiritually. This balance is urgently needed so that there is a chance of increasing the frequency and thereby making the dimensional leap. We are here on Earth to learn. Our planet is a training planet on which different beings incarnate in order to make the step from kindergarten to the next level, school. Every being is free to stand still, not to learn, or to start developing further. Vine. If one or the other of us does not succeed in achieving our inner goal in this life, we definitely have the chance to try again in another. But after this realization, we should all strive to achieve it in this life, or at least try. And these beings want to help us. But who are they? Where do they come from? Why have they come to us? Let's see whether these questions can be conclusively answered in the next chapters. The facility divided into many floors in which the fetuses mature. 70. Chapter 3, Uncanny Encounter. Raina reports. As already mentioned, we went to the World UFO Congress in Zurich in February 1996. It was around 6 PM when we left home. Somehow we were restless and nervous for no apparent reason, and on top of that we were taking a completely different route than usual. We decided, purely intuitively and differently than usual, to drive via Schaffhausen. We didn't know why, but we thought there must be a reason for it. Shortly before Schaffhausen, Karen suddenly noticed strange lights in the sky. Unfortunately, I couldn't see them myself because I had to concentrate fully on the motorway, which was very busy in addition to the pouring rain. Karen just said that it was strange how the lights were moving. Oh well. We didn't think about it anymore for the time being because I was already fully concentrating on my presentation. This little episode is just meant to serve as a backstory to help us understand the connections to what had happened at home while we were away. On Sunday evening we arrived back in Immenstadt, where we were living at the time, when our children had something strange to report. On the very Friday evening that Karen had noticed these strange lights in the sky, you, my stepdaughter's boyfriend, left the house with the dog to go for a walk. He saw a mysterious woman standing at our garden gate. She was strangely dressed, very tall, about 1.90 meters, and had long, blonde hair combed back. Nothing earth-shattering, really, if you hadn't felt a queasy feeling for no apparent reason and, to his horror, discovered that he was suddenly unable to move. He was paralyzed. Added to this was the strange reaction of the dog, which barked like mad. A deep growl and growl came from his throat, a reaction he had never shown to a human before. He behaved like a wild animal. Apparently there was something strange about the woman that the dog couldn't place at all. Apparently she wasn't a normal woman. You stood there, unable to move, only the dog continued to act crazy. The mysterious woman stood quietly at the garden gate and watched the sky, without showing any reaction to the dog or anything else. Then, you reported, he recovered from his shock and ran back into the house with the dog to get Sandra and show her this strange woman. The whole thing lasted maybe 2 minutes, but when the two of them entered the yard together, the woman had disappeared without a trace. Only the dog was still running around the yard, very excited, and barking at the spot where the strange woman had been standing. It is almost impossible to leave this place without a car in such a short time without leaving a trace, as a long, straight road runs past our house. So you do need a car, but you would have heard it or seen it drive away. But nothing like that. She had simply disappeared. Chandra and you searched the whole area, but could not find anything that would have suggested that anyone had been there. So that was around the same time that we were on our way to Uruk. Chandru also told us that she had seen three strange points of light in the sky at almost the same time, which again would be consistent with Karen's statement. Now I have to come back briefly to the UFO Congress in Lurik to make the connections more understandable. A friend of ours, Marcus Ischbach, who was one of the organizers of the Congress, had set up a UFO hotline for Switzerland, which people could call and report sightings of strange lights or other celestial phenomena. Marcus also had contact with the media and radio stations. He gave an interview for a private station in which he also announced his hotline. The interview was broadcast the following day. As Marcus was watching the interview in a speaker's hotel room, the phone rang, and guess where the call came from? Friedrichshafen. A woman reported that she had seen strange lights on Friday evening at around 6:30 p.m. Friedrichshafen is exactly 10 kilometers from our place of residence. A good friend of ours, who also comes from Friedrichshafen and also attended the Congress, just had to laugh. He said with a wink, "Now I'm going to Switzerland for a UFO Congress and at home UFO sightings are going crazy." And one can also see as confirmation the fact that the following week various people independently came to our bookshop and reported that they had also seen these strange lights at the same time. We would like to add another strange story. On the last day of the UFO Congress, as already briefly mentioned, we met a very interesting man, Mr. X. We call him Mr. X, because he has been sabotaged a lot both privately and professionally because of his knowledge. We had a long and very detailed conversation with him, in which he also told us about large, human-looking extraterrestrials who are said to have cooperated with Germans 70 years ago. He had plans of spaceships and drawings of these aliens with him, which were so impressive that it sent shivers down our spines. I knew these beings from my last hypnosis session. They looked like the Great Commander. It was an incredible feeling for us. The landscapes he showed us were also familiar to my wife. She had already seen them very realistically in dreams. But at the time she had been surprised by the strange colors of these landscapes. In order not to appear unbelievable, she had never mentioned the colors of the plants. But now she had confirmation from his drawings. They were identical. Those were very strange coincidences. Now came the next bombshell. I had questioned you in detail about what the tall woman who stood at our garden gate had looked like. And his statements about her matched exactly the description we had received from Mr. X. On Sunday afternoon, even the clothing of this person matched the clothing of the aliens that Mr. X revealed in his drawings. His statements will be reported in detail in later chapters. In the command center, it cannot be the little Gray's spaceship. The chairs and instruments do not match them in proportion. Chapter 4, The Decisive Turning Point, by Rainer. On October 20, 1996, my fourth and last hypnosis session with Dr. Alberts took place. The witnesses present were Diploma Psych, Inch Frank, Diploma Wing, Peter Malley with his girlfriend Kirsten, and my wife Karen. Here again we want to skip the part where Aina is led into a trance by Dr. Alberts and start right where it gets exciting. This time the session is reproduced in its original wording. Dr. A. Where are you there, do you know? Aina. At home, at home. Dr. A. Do you know the date, approximately? Aina. Yes. December 1994. Dr. A. Are you at home? Rainer. Yes. Dr. A. Where are you at home? In which room? In which space? Rainer. In the bedroom. Dr. A. In the bedroom, what is twitching there? What kind of feeling is that? Rainer twitches in his chair. Rainer. Energy. Dr. A. From where does it go? Rainer. Everywhere in the body. Dr. A. Are you alone in bed? Is your wife here? Rainer. Yes, we are together. Dr. A. Are you already in bed or are you still up, still outside? Rainer. No, we are already asleep. Dr. Ray. And are you already asleep too? Raina. Yes, ah. Dr. Ray. What is happening now? Raina. Now it is getting hot. Dr. Ray. Where is it getting hot? Raina. In the bedroom, ugh. I am getting hot. Dr. Ray. Do you still notice anything? Raina. Yes. Dr. Ray. What, heat and something else? Raina. Fog. Dr. Ray. Are your eyes open? Raina. Yes, I have my eyes open, I woke up, now they're coming back. Dr. Ray. Who are they? Raina. My friends. Dr. Ray. How many are there? Raina. Three of them? Dr. Ray. Did you see where they came from? Are they suddenly there? Raina. They just came in the fog, they were just here. Dr. Ray. They were just there, suddenly it was foggy, was it light too? Raina. Foggy and blue light, and then these beings came, all three of them, one after the other. Dr. Ray. And they're here now? Raina. Yes. Dr. Ray. Are they communicating with you in some way? Raina. The little one, my friend, is talking to me again. Dr. Ray. The one you already know? Raina. Yes. Dr. Ray. He's talking to you, what is he saying? Raina. It's time again, he has to take me with him again. Dr. Ray. Are you answering anything? Raina. No, I know, I've known them for a long time. They're also looking at my wife, yes, one of them goes to my wife and does something. But I can't see it clearly, I just see that he's touching her, ah. Dr. Ray, what do you feel now? Raina. I feel this energy flowing through my body again. Dr. Ray, this heat? Raina. Yes, you can feel it physically. Dr. Ray, time goes on, what happens now? Raina. Now I feel myself losing my body awareness and floating, I float again, now I am being pulled upwards, inexorably upwards. Dr. Ray. Yes, can you feel it all? Raina. Yes. Dr. Ray. We continue through, can you see anything? Raina. No, everything is foggy, now I hear a humming, a high humming sound in my ears. Dr. Ray. And what happens next? Raina. My friend comes, takes me by the hand. Dr. Ray. Through the fog? Raina. Yes, and leads me into a room. Dr. Ray. Do you know the room? Raina. Yes. Dr. Ray. Have you been there often? Raina. Yes, a couple of times. It's an examination room, but I'm not being examined today. He's taking me further. Dr. Ray. You'll find out? Raina. Yes, now we're going through a long tunnel-like room, ah. Dr. Ray. And what did you just feel? Raina. In the head, at the back of the head, I don't know, I have the feeling there's something in my head. Dr. Ray. At the back of the head? Raina. Yes. Dr. Ray. As if something was moving or tingling? Raina. Number Dr. Ray. But? Raina. It's like a burst of energy, I think that means you can contact me telepathically. Dr. Ray. Okay, are you still going down the corridor? Raina. Yes. Dr. Ray. We're going further, what's happening now? Raina. Now we enter a large hall, it is a kind of garden, botanical garden. Dr. Ray. Do you know the plants? Raina. Not all of them. I see palm trees, flowers, a fountain in the middle of the room. It is beautiful here. Dr. Ray. Can you hear anything? Raina. A noise. Dr. Ray. Is there any scent or odor in the room? Raina. Yes, I smell fresh flowers. Dr. Ray. Are you alone here? Raina. No, with my friend, he is leading me through this room, through this garden. Dr. Ray. Do you know why or where you are being led? Raina. Not yet, now we are moving on. Dr. Ray. Out of the hall? Raina. Yes. Dr. Ray. And when did you have that feeling? Was it that feeling in the back of your mind again? Raina, yes, exactly. Dr. A, when did you get it? When you left. Raina, exactly, when I left the room. Dr. A, and where are you now? Raina, now he leads me further. I see a door opening. Dr. A, sideways or from top to bottom? Or how does it open? Raina, from bottom to top. I enter a small room and see a being standing there. Dr. A, do you know this being? Raina, yes, he is the commander. He is tall. Laughter. He smiles at me. He is happy to see me and says that I am developing well and that he was pleased with me. He is talking to me. Dr. A, he is talking to you? Raina, yes. Dr. A, what is he saying? Raina, he says I should be careful and watch out. Dr. A, you should be careful and watch out? Raina, yes. Dr. A, does he tell you directly or do you just sense it, or do you only get it in your mind? Raina, I don't need to talk to him, I understand him, I get his thoughts in my head. But they are different thoughts than when the little creatures communicate with me. It sounds human, not metallic. Later we learn that they sometimes talk and sometimes communicate telepathically. Dr. A, what should you be careful of? Raina, he says I have to beware of people. Dr. A, does he say anything else? Raina, yes, he wants to show me something. Dr. A, what happens next? What happens now? Raina, he shows me a map, I don't understand it all yet. Dr. A, but you have it in front of your eyes? Raina, I don't know of any map like that. Dr. A, what kind of map is that? Raina, a map of the Earth. But I don't recognize the Earth on the map, because the continents that I recognize look different from what we know. But it is the Earth, he says, the Earth of the future. I see two large continents on this plan and three larger islands on the map, but they are the size of Europe. But the entire map structure looks completely different to what it does on the Earth now. I don't see Australia, Europe, North and South America. Everything seems to be changing. Dr. A, does he say anything about the map? Raina, yes, he tells me that this will be the future Earth, after the transformation. That the poles will shift and a new geographical Earth will form with new continents. I am impressed by him, Dr. A. Why? Raina, he radiates so much love, and calm, and knowledge. Dr. A, and what does he look like? Raina, he is taller than me, over 2 meters. He has dark, straight hair and bright blue eyes, larger than ours, a little more slanted and overall more delicate than we humans, more delicate, more aesthetic. Dr. A, what happens next? Raina, requires me, H asks me to come with him. He wants to show me something else. Dr. A, are you changing rooms or spaces? Raina, yes, I run after him and he leads me somewhere else. Dr. A, do you feel that you are running? Raina, I am running. I feel very good. I am not afraid at all. Everything seems so familiar to me. Dr. A, we continue with this event. Raina, I see people, many people in a room. Dr. A, you have come into a larger room? A.T. Raina, no, into a hall. There are people, many people. He shows me all the people and says to me, look, all these people down there, they were all chosen, and each of these individual people has their task on Earth. Loud laughter from Raina, I see someone I know. Dr. A, just one. Raina, several people, I see my wife, I also see other people who look familiar to me. Dr. A, are they all gathered in this room? Raina, yes, they are all being taught. Another being speaks to them, who looks exactly like the commander, only it is a woman. She has blonde hair, is very tall and she speaks to the people and everyone listens carefully to her. And I stand with the commander on a hill and overlook everything with him. Dr. A, Is that what he wants to show you? Reina.